Did you hear what Governor Ducey said yesterday? That which brings tears to the eyes of parents. Reopening schools. Now, we've always girded our loins as summer approaches because of our heat in the valley of the surface of the sun means sheltering in place with the kiddos every summer, all summer. This year, though, summer break started in early spring. But before we, the worn-out parental units of Arizona, start dreaming of a moment to ourselves, we better realize that school this fall probably won't mean the kids will be out of the house between 7 a.m. and their after-school snack, because the new CDC guidelines on reopening schools means they won't reopen the way we parents pray they will. The CDC's mid-range risk suggestions, which is what we'll probably see here, include small in-person classes with students 6 feet apart and the same teacher with the same class all day, or hybrid models that include online learning with staggered in-school schedules. I wonder if any of those one-room schoolhouse teachers are still alive, because having one instructor all day means that they'll have to teach reading, writing, and auto mechanics? Although high schoolers could stay in their homeroom and their different subject teachers show up via laptop. But good luck keeping the younger students physically distanced, hugging high on my 7-year-old's back to school list. The CDC also suggests doing away with attendance awards, so 6 students stay home. And disinfecting and deep cleaning school buses, school buildings, and school kids, which might be the toughest of all. My wife says when she'd line up her 20 or so first graders to wash their hands, it took forever and would be all for naught when inevitably some kid would pick his nose moments later. So instead of practicing my back-to-school happy dance done to the beat of Handel's Messiah, I better practice how to deal with some real daddy disappointment.